Welcome to the Veritas Equipping Podcast, a podcast designed to provide insight, resources, and biblical wisdom. Our mission as Veritas Church is raise up mature disciples, send out everyday missionaries, glorify God. Join us as we pursue Jesus to become mature disciples and effective disciple makers for God's glory.
Hey Veritas, this is Matt Hofert and Jake Each with the Beyond the Message podcast. And so once again, we're sitting down with a preacher the previous Sunday, and you have 35, 40 minutes to deliver a message, but there's probably things in your study that you'd like to say.
Unless you're at the 8 a.m., it was 45.
Oh man.
Apologies go out.
Yes. But just really a chance for the preacher to maybe expand on something that they wish they had more time to, or even bring something up that they didn't have time to at all. And so Jake, we've been in 2 Corinthians now for a while. I've heard from a lot of people, a lot of connection group leaders, that they're really thankful that we're going through it. And it's interesting because I think it's a book of the Bible that's going to be challenging to our people. And this Sunday was no different.
Yeah, Paul's really practical in this letter. There's a lot of problems in Corinth. There's a correlation with their culture and our culture. So yeah, I think there'll be a lot of pressing, kind of convicting text throughout this letter.
Right. So one of the things that you started off with right away was just helping us see how God doesn't use bright, shiny objects or like really people who society would look to as like, oh, this is a strong, stellar person. But he uses people who are average and ordinary. So not they don't get the glory, but so God gets the glory.
Yeah. Yeah, jars of clay. It's just kind of a first century Tupperware type of, you know, I think that's valuable now. Like, oh, you know, dug up an old city and you find these pottery and it's precious. But at the time it was, everybody had jars of clay. It wasn't impressive, which really lined up with their opinion of Paul.
Yeah. And I'd even just think, I mean, just the challenge of like, you are a jar of clay. Like that's a good reminder. That's a humbling reminder that you're not special. Like there's nothing, you're not out to make a name for yourself. You're not building your own kingdom.
Yeah. Right. And I think if I had more time, what I would want to unpack more is we hear that in our society and it feels insulting, but there's an aspect that it's so freeing because there's such a competition of like, you have to be so elaborate and powerful and wealthy. And like, it's this race and, you know, you have to fit in and show your worth. And
right. And you spend all this time and energy trying to project this image and then caring what people think about that image. And if it's not,
it's exhausting.
Yeah, right.
When there's a little bit when somebody says, hey, you're just a jar of clay, you're in your soul, you're just like, oh, thank you. But I mean, the grace of God, it's you're not a jar of clay, therefore you're worthless. You're a jar of clay that holds something, you know, eternally precious.
Right, for sure.
So, and
when even you threw out some of the Old Testament names that I think a lot of Christians would be like, well, these are like heroes of the faith, which indeed they are, Abraham and Moses and David and so on.
Well, it's really cool teaching to a room where you have people all over the map of how well they know their Bible.
Right.
And when I mentioned the story of Gideon and having to get the army down to 300 soldiers, one person's face was like, I mean, you could tell that was the first time they were hearing that.
That's like,
what?
Right.
It was so cool.
Well, yeah. And so, I mean, even just the reminder of, but if you dig deeper, these weren't overly impressive people.
Yeah.
I mean, these weren't, people who society maybe at the time would be like, this is the top influencer, or this person makes sense for God to choose and use. And now in hindsight, looking back and looking at what all God did through those people, it's like, man, it's incredible how God can take somebody who's faithful and just work in and through them to do some awesome things. So,
yeah,
great. I think another thing that we just got to keep harping on is we want to make this life about ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's all about me. It's all about me. What do I need? What do I want? We do a lot of gospel shepherding and even just kind of counseling in general. And that's almost what it always comes back to.
Well, even in parenting, or just friendship, how secular language has leaked into our vocabulary,
right,
where we think it's a very, you know, encouraging thing to ask, like, what are your dreams? Chase your passions.
And,
and there is an aspect where God has given each individual different passions and interests that can be informative, but to overplay that card and instead of asking, well, what's God's call on your life?
Right.
What is the mission God has put before you to direct your life more than our individual hopes and dreams? And we can hear, like, you know, godly parents talking to their kids about that. And we kind of forget, like, hey, our hopes and dreams need to come in line and fall under, you know, our call to glorify God in all that we do.
So. Right. So even kind of getting to your main point where when you know that life is about God's glory, it will show in your lifestyle, and just kind of challenging Christians that, that your life should look different than non-believers. Mm-hmm. Right. And so with that said, what are some things that you see where a lot of Christians are kind of living as non-believers, or like not, their life doesn't look really any different than anybody else?
Yeah, I think there's aspects where, to phrase that in a way of like, where does your life show that you prefer God?
Sure.
Than the things of this world, like that you, and I think holiness, caring about holiness is one of those things. Commitment to church and those things. So I think maybe the number of parents that embrace Sunday morning sports tournaments where it's like, hey, what are you communicating to your kid over time? What are you communicating to your community over time? You're communicating that we love God, just sports wins. If there's a competition, sports wins.
Right.
And it, we always want to not fall into like this legalistic, like, well, you have to be at church every Sunday. That's not what we're saying. But if you're saying, well, sports is always going to win, that communicates something. I think the pressure of letting your kids have a phone really early.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that. And there's like, they're carrying a computer with all kinds of danger in their pocket nonstop. How does that affect holiness?
Right.
Shows we watch, the way we spend money.
Yep.
Do you look like you live for retirement just as much as your unbelieving neighbor lives for retirement?
Yep.
It should be different. I'm not saying retirement is wrong.
Yep.
Well, in one sense, I would. I was like, you never retire from the mission of God. Like, for the Christian, death is retirement.
Right, yeah.
But you don't have to stay in the same vocation. Like, you can plan for retirement. There's wisdom in that. But if it looks just like unbelievers.
Yeah.
I think this is a real danger for, or let me put it this way. I think it's a real opportunity for American Christians right now, because we've been labeled so much. We're a Christian nation. We're a Christian nation. And we've embraced cultural Christianity, which is really watered down Christianity. So Christians look very much like non-Christians, and that's a problem.
Yeah, for sure. And it is really just a great opportunity for our people to really examine all areas of their life and simply ask the question of, like, is how I'm living in this area, or is what I'm doing in this particular area of my life, like, is it the same as my non-believing neighbors and friends? Or would somebody look at the way that I'm handling this, the way that I'm living out my life in this area, and see something different, right? So, yeah, that's great, great challenge to us. Well, so you did go 45 minutes in the first service, but I think I was in the 9:30. I think you were pretty much right on time. So
I just talked faster.
there you
turn up the speed a little bit.
Yes. With all that to say, we've talked about quite a few things this morning, but is there anything else that you would like our people to know or to remember or to kind of reemphasize, or even if you would have had more time, kind of hit some of those things?
I mean, I think kind of the, like we talked about before, the freedom and being a jar of clay, and the pressure that we put on ourselves and each other to be awesome.
Yeah. Right.
But also from a lens of a church, it was great to preach this text in the middle of a building remodel.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, guys, as a church, we're not trying to impress anybody with our facilities. We need more space to facilitate ministry.
Right.
And we can wisely spend, and I don't think it's wrong to have nice things in a church to do ministry, but let's not get sidetracked. That's not going to win anybody to Jesus.
Right.
Or if people come to our church because of our facilities, that's a terrible starting point for discipleship.
Right.
But the challenge of, but we should baffle people with how we live.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I love that opportunity to kind of point that out in this text. Like, as a church, so as people, we should be jars of clay, but as a church, we should be jars of clay.
Right.
We don't have to take ourselves too seriously. We don't have to impress anybody, but we do have to be madly in love with Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Veritas, what a great challenge to us as a church to not make it about us, to not try to look fancy and flashy and all those things, to understand that we are, in fact, jars of clay. But when we submit our lives to Christ, to our Lord and Savior, it's crazy what he can do through average, ordinary people. So, Jake, appreciate you sitting down with us this morning. Looking forward to next Sunday.
All right.